BlogTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Time to play the game!
Unless I agree to yet one more stipulation. Now, this letter for the stipulation goes all over the place. It's kind of rambling and it goes on and on. Dave talks about a lot of things. He talks about his recent realization that I started Evolution as a way to protect my own assets and keep the world title around my waist longer. Really, Dave? You just figured that one out now, 13 years later, huh? Dave apparently had a big week. He realized that and that the moon is not made of cheese. So it was successful for him. He also believes that Evolution did nothing for his career, but yet when he walked in Evolution, he was the deacon carrying around a collection plate and following Devon Dudley around. But yet when he left Evolution, he was the world heavyweight champion. He also believes that my obsession with him prevented him, after he left Evolution, from having a meaningful career. But yet 6 world championships later, he only quit when he realized he just couldn't beat John Cena. He also believes that my obsession with him prevented him from coming back here after he quit for the second time. My obsession prevented him from coming back because I refused to return his phone calls. Negating the fact that I did return his phone call, but when I did, his manager requested that we move the date for WrestleMania to better work with Dave's shooting schedule for Guardians of the Galaxy, which led me to believe that maybe he wasn't so serious about coming here. Anyway, the letter did eventually get to the stipulation, which I will read from this letter because I want to make sure that I accurately reflect Dave's feelings. Dave said, and I quote, "If you would like me to appear then at WrestleMania, you will give me what I want. What I really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I wanna. I mean, this goes on and on. It is like pages of I wanna.
Who knew
that Batista was a Spice Girl fan. Who knew?
Who knew? Hunter just doesn't give a crap anymore.
Who knew? Who really, really knew? I wanna. I really, really. Anyway, this is a Raw Post Show. MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Rock. That's Lindsay. So it all boiled down to all the shots and everything like that to Batista wanting Triple H's career on the line at WrestleMania. Triple H said he was not going to let Batista quit this time, because that's all this letter is him wanting to back out of something and quit. So Triple H will indeed put his career on the line at WrestleMania.
This was good. This was really good.
This was the best part of the show.
You know, only certain people can get away with certain things. Mm-hmm. And I honestly love Hunter when he's like this, when he's just a dick, right? Like, he just doesn't care. He's just a dick. He's like, you know, just being a smartass. I love this version of Hunter. Like, I hated like when he's uber serious, right? Because like, no, that's not you. I know that's not you. You're a smartass. You're a wise ass. God damn it, do your thing. Like, just do your thing, Hunter. And he's doing it here. I loved the evolution crack. Like, really? Really? You just figured that out. 13 years later, you just figured that out. That Hunter was trying desperately to hold on to the title. We all knew that.
It's the whole gimmick.
When it happened.
It was the gimmick.
It was the whole reason. Like, he had Ric Flair and Randy Orton and Batista there, because...
And Mark Ginger. Wait, never mind.
Never mind.
He was redacted.
Because he wanted to hold on to his title.
Yeah.
That was the whole point.
That was the point of the Horsemen. That's the point of Evolution. That was the point of the Generation X and the NWO and everything like that. It's
Hunter trying to hold on to his title.
The champion wants to hold on to his title. Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, this was really good. This was really entertaining.
Makes the winner obvious on WrestleMania, but we'll get to that in a couple weeks. But yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
Hunter could retire full force. Like, they could retire Hunter and Kurt in the same year. And just because Hunter retires from in-ring competition doesn't mean that he's going to not actively be a part of WWE.
Oh, I know.
He's a member of the family.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Speaking of Kurt Angle, he took on one of his greatest rivals that to never face in WWE, Samoa Joe. And I loved the beginning of this matchup for one simple thing. They went full circle. The first time they got into a ring in Impact Wrestling, Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle did the headbutt. What'd they do here? Headbutt.
No blood this time.
No blood, but they went full circle.
It was a nice little callback. It was really, really this was actually a pretty good match. Very entertaining to watch. I like how they do the Kurt Angle farewell tour, and Samoa Joe is like, oh, this is your last match? No, we're not going to wait for WrestleMania. No, this is just going to be your last match. I'm going to be your last. I'll take care of it, Kurt. Don't worry about it. And then proceeds to beat the crap out of him. Like, because Joe can get away with that kind of crap. You know, he just can. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I hurt Joe so much.
Joe took the loss to Kurt Angle. It was a solid matchup. It was better years ago. Go watch it on the Global Wrestling Network, because they probably have it up there. Go watch all the great ones.
Unless they deleted it.
No, that's only the Global Force stuff they deleted.
Okay. They didn't pull a MySpace.
No. The Global Wrestling Network is their actual app thing with all their archive footage. So go check out the service. It's cool. So there you go. So Kurt won there. He's fighting AJ Styles on SmackDown. He fights Rey Mysterio next week in his final match on Monday Night Raw. The Revival lost to Ricochet and Aleister Black. No real shocker there. As they're building up Ricochet and Aleister Black for some sort of title match at WrestleMania against the Revival. It was a solid match. It is what it is.
It's good.
Finn Balor earned his title opportunity by beating Bobby Lashley and Jinder Mahal. Originally supposed to be Leo Rush, but turned into Jinder Mahal. Beat Jinder Mahal, so now he's going to get a shot at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title. This is the one match we've actually probably seen before that's going to happen on WrestleMania. It's like, yeah, okay, fine, but we know who. If you look at the advertising on the WWE Network splash screen, we know who's showing up.
Yeah, and Finn might have to channel his inner demons to beat Bobby Lashley
for the championship.
And honestly, you know what? If this is how we have to get a demon entrance at goddamn WrestleMania, so be it.
There you go. Sasha Banks beat Natalya, fought to a no contest when Nia Jax and Tamina once again showed up and attacked. This was a really good matchup before the interference. Again, Nia and Tamina looked strong, and then Beth Phoenix got in there gave her the old glam slam to Tamina, showing she still got it, which was cool.
Mom was there. And then we had a really heartfelt moment for Natalya, where they had announced it earlier today, but they officially announced on Monday Night Raw that the Hart Foundation, including her father, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, will be going into the Hall of Fame. So
they put
Natty them, had a little teary-eyed moment.
They made sure to get Natty to cry on television.
Which was, is like, aw, Natty. And, you know, she dedicated it to her father, and she was super happy, and it was just a really nice moment for Natty, even though they made her cry.
Yeah. Alexa Bliss hosted a Moment of Bliss with Braun Strowman, and basically, Braun Strowman and also the SNL guys. So, long story short, Braun Strowman challenged the one dude to get in the one named Michael, to get into the Battle Royal. So, his partner agreed for him, and then Michael went, hey, no, you're the longtime fan. You should get in the match, too. So they're both in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal to be thrown out of the ring by Braun Strowman. That's basically what that was. It really wasn't more to that.
Okay, but can we talk about Team Little Big and the fact that they're reunited, and it feels really good, and I just want, like, an hour of Team Little Big flirting with each other. Because there was, like, serious flirting going on there, and I loved it.
Well, every time they're in the ring together, that sort of happens.
I know, but it's, like, chemistry times a million with those two, and I just really wish they would do more with them. I want that to be a thing on, like, every level, because we got screwed out of it in the Mixed Match Challenge the last time, so I want it to be a thing.
I know. Baron Corbin beat Apollo Crews. Yay.
It was there.
It was a thing. That's the best way to describe it. We had Seth Rollins come out, talked about what's going to happen at WrestleMania. He wants to be a champion who inspires people like Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Ric Flair, Triple H, and even John Cena inspires the people. Rollins said, well, Lesnar does not inspire people. He said this is the biggest match of his career. He said he didn't realize until recently how important the title match was. He was at an autograph signing and people were pleading with him to beat Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman came up, thanked Rollins for letting him know that the match of WrestleMania is now a handicap match because it's Brock Lesnar versus Rollins and the entire WWE Universe. He said he likes the odds because Rollins' chance of winning are zero. Heyman said Rollins sounded pathetic as he thought the fans' love and adoration. Heyman was mocking Seth Rollins for needing the thoughts and prayers from the fans as if his dog was going to the vet. He said Rollins will need their thoughts and prayers when he's been beaten, conquered, and victimized. Heyman said Rollins doesn't have a prayer when it comes to beating Lesnar. Heyman said he wants Rollins to take it personally when he says he and the entire WWE Universe lose at WrestleMania. Rollins went up after him. He was pleading, I'm just an advocate. He said he's not looking for thoughts and prayers. He's looking to answer them. He says, Rollins said, we will win the Universal title at WrestleMania.
This is going to be a group effort. If we have to get in the ring and we all have to beat Brock Lesnar with a chair so Seth can win the title, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get your chair. We're doing a thing.
Drew McIntyre, once Ken came out, he said the J word again. I'm going to get back into it. Saying Roman should reconsider the whole agreeing to the match. Roman Reigns comes out, basically says, yep, as Roman Reigns, I accept it as a father and a husband. Don't ever mention my family again. And he starts beating crap out of Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre gets the advantage and lays out Roman Reigns. Then Dean Ambrose backstage challenges Drew McIntyre to a match, a last man standing match. That was your main event on Monday Night Raw, which Drew McIntyre ended up winning. Thoughts on everything I just mentioned about Drew and Roman and Dean?
The match between Dean and Drew was good. It was entertaining. They had to do a really, really quick go home, which I wasn't a fan of. This is a time when you do wish there was an overrun so they could do like a full conclusion to the match. I was happy they brought Dean back in because I was a little sad because it's like after the last go round between Dean and Drew, it's like, oh, I guess that's it for Dean. I guess he's done after this. And so they found him and they brought him back. So it's like maybe we get to see Dean right up until he does eventually leave. I like how they're having Roman and Dean be together without it Roman and Dean being together, where Dean is quasi standing up for Roman's honor while Roman is still selling the beating and they're keeping Drew and Roman apart, which is good. So we'll have to see where this goes next week.
Elias was in New York singing. He eventually got robbed. Yep.
And he didn't chase the guy that hard. He's like, eh, whatever.
Whatever. So Monday Night Raw opened with a beat the clock challenge. You had Ronda Rousey come out first. She said, you're welcome to all the fans. I only have one thing to say. You're welcome. basically, you're welcome for being the main event of WrestleMania. Picked up her mic again, said she will tap them both out at the same time, dropped her mic again, picked up the mic one more time, saying she's one other thing to say, and that she has no idea what a beat the clock challenge is. She assumes it's another gimmick, a farce, and she just wanted to get over with. So the Riot Squad came out. Becky Lynch then came out, talked about how Rousey showed up with a big contract and the whole world yawned. Lynch said nobody gave a damn about Rousey until the man came around, and she's the best thing that's happened to Ronda Rousey. She said she saved the title run and made it better, and that's why they're in the main event of WrestleMania. She said the main event, WrestleMania will end with her holding up the title, and then Rousey's skull beneath her foot. Charlotte came out and said, it's the main event because of what she's done for the last 7 years, and that she was handpicked and groomed to be in the main event of WrestleMania. Ronda Rousey beat Sarah Logan in 1:25. Charlotte could not make Ruby Riott tap out in quick enough fashion, so she failed to beat the clock. And then Becky Lynch, in 1:18, pinned Liv Morgan. Ronda was screaming afterwards. The heat for this matchup it peaked, so they're just trying to get to it. The matchup will be really good at WrestleMania, but they're just trying to get to it. They peaked at Fastlane.
Yeah, they peaked it at Fastlane, and unfortunately, they're just nursing along to get it to Mania. I mean, again, yeah, I'll talk about it next week when we do the show for WrestleMania. But yeah, they're nursing it along now. They've got it where it needs to be. Everybody wants to see it. They've piqued enough interest that it is going to be the main event of WrestleMania. It's closing the show, I believe.
Yep.
So yeah, this is
like the build for this matchup is really good, but they got 8 weeks out of it already, and by the end.
Yeah, we're all ready for them to do it. We're all ready for them to fight. Like, we're there. Everybody's there. It's just like, all right, do it. Do the thing. The three of you, go. Go beat the crap out of each other. Winner take all. Do the thing. That's where we are. I think we all are with it. It's just like, okay, we know it's Becky. We know it's Ronda. We know it's Charlotte. There's no stip on the match. It's a three-way. Let's do this shit. You know, that's what this is. Our bodies are ready. We're prepared. Ovaries will explode. It's just going to be a good time. Have by all.
I have to mention one thing. Mention in chat. LeMans is bringing up, I wish the build for this match was like Kofi and Bryan. They just started the build to Kofi and Bryan 3 weeks ago.
But it was in a way because it was they held Becky out. Yeah, like they purposely kept taking Becky out of the match or trying to stop Becky from being in the match. They suspended her probably 3 times before they ever got her to Fastlane, and they took her out of the match at one point and replaced her with Charlotte, and the fans didn't have it, and so they put her back in with the match from Fastlane where she beat Charlotte for it. So Becky has not had to overcome nearly the adversity that Kofi is having to overcome, but they did have a very similar story with Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda.
Yeah, and again, the Kofi story is just starting to take place now. It's heating up to Mania. This is now simmering towards Mania. That's the difference. And if you follow them on social, the feud's still hot. Anyway, we'll get more into that when we do WrestleMania preview on the Rack in 10 days. But this week, the Rack will not be live, but there will be a show.
Yes, I will not be around on Thursday. I have family obligations that I have to deal with. So we are going to be taping the show and airing it on airing it for download, I should say, putting it out for download, there we go, on Thursday for everybody's listening pleasure, so stay tuned for that. And then I think there will be Fortnite with friends, but I'm not there, so you have to rely on the boys to decide whether or not they want to show up or not.
All that stuff, it's Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go to rackradioshow.com, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so you know when the show goes out. On Thursday, it'll be sometime in the afternoon. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas Season 4, Episode 9, now available. Episode 10 will be available on Wednesday. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, WWE Greatest Rivalries, now available. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, WWE Official Cookbook, now available. All at RackRadioShow.com. Saturday Night Midnight-ish. Hi, I'm Troy McClure on the Great and the Great Debate. Saturday Night Midnight-ish. CBRLive.com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio will be back to preview WrestleMania. They're going to get all the work in. They're going to do all the work. Preview the whole entire show, doing all the work. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, to talk about the Go Home edition of Monday Raw to WrestleMania. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. It's twitch.tv/WTR Live.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD.
Thanks to MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Armrock. We'll see you Thursday for the downloadable edition podcast of the Rack. I'm right back here for the Raw Pro Show every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Long Day Waves of the Wild Talk, Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.